In our travel segment today, we're paying a visit to the town of Gansbaai and its landmark of Dyer Island. The town, of course, long known as the home of the shark cage diving industry, but you might not know that its tourism activities also sustain a number of crucial environmental activities and marine conservation research. And of course, with tourism activities severely impacted by the lockdown, they faced a double challenge, continuing to care for the marine environment, to run programs like their penguin and seabird sanctuary, and still support staff and try to keep the businesses alive with no incoming tourism. I'm delighted to welcome on the line today Brenda Walters, who's a public relations spokesperson for the company Marine Dynamics and the organization it supports, the Dyer Island Conservation Trust. The two work very much hand in hand, and Brenda will explain how and why. Welcome to the show, Brenda. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to actually talk about this.
It's a pleasure. Let's start with the trust. Brenda, I think a lot of people will recognize the name Marine Dynamics and know you can book a tour with them. They might not know that that tour actually feeds into the very important work of the Dyer Island Conservation Trust. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Absolutely. Well, it's actually the owner of Marine Dynamics, Wilfred Chivell, that established the Dyer Island Conservation Trust in 2006. And it was established for the African penguin originally. But right now, under that banner, besides the African penguin conservation efforts we do, which is the NEST project and the seabird sanctuary as well, we actually also do great white shark research. We support studies on the whales and dolphins and seals. So there's a huge amount of work that's going on in there, including environmental education. So when you look at everything that's achieved, it's very much reliant on the tourism model. Mm. So, of course, the COVID has had a real impact in terms of that income and also that access to fundraising through the tourists that visit us. So for sure, there's been an impact, but we really can only hope it turns. You know, South Africans are able to travel now, but we do need the international travellers to actually go forward.
That was going to be one of my questions, because I know a huge amount of your inbound tourism is international. Are you trying to compensate for that by making it more attractive for locals to come and see you in this immediate future when they're the only options for you?
Yeah, you know, shark cage diving, I think, it's seen so much as an international event, sort of almost. And South Africans actually don't come and explore their marine world as much as they should. I think as South Africans, we often take it so for granted. Oh, the whales are there and the seals and the penguins, they're around. But we take that for granted. And in fact, we've seen so many changes in our marine ecosystem. So we have marine biologists on board that are doing daily observation, and that daily observation is feeding into the research model, which is then used to put out scientific papers that can influence conservation decisions. Hmm. Now, when you don't have that kind of, obviously, the feet coming through, it is a problem. But we've always tried to accommodate South Africans. South African travelers are different to international. Our rates are completely market-related, value-added. We have incredible infrastructure. We pay a lot of attention to detail in terms of how we look after a client. But a South African traveler, obviously, is very much a family traveler, so they need to accommodate the whole family for a good price. So we do have a 40% discount running at the moment on all our trips, but we've always tried to accommodate the South African traveler. We see, obviously, more South Africans in the December months. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the African Penguin and Seabird Sanctuary is set up that you can visit there. And the Seabird Sanctuary is quite packed over those 2 weeks of December with people viewing our public feeding time at 3 p.m. every day. So it's actually really, really special. So you don't just have to come on the trips. You can go to the Penguin Sanctuary. You can really, really explore the area. And there's some fantastic holidays coming up, so September and in October. So those are really nice times to come and actually explore this world here. And we're only 2.5 hours away from Cape Town, so it's really just around the corner.
And it's such a beautiful drive to get there as well. Exactly. Brenda, I mean, in a strange way, this is an opportunity for you to cultivate a new database of visitors, because, you know, South Africans in turn who might previously have preferred to go overseas for their holidays don't have that option right now. They are looking around for new and exciting things to experience that they can do within our own borders, and here's a great opportunity. It's not only about the shark cage diving. We have got a couple of questions coming in about that, which I'll put to you, but you've mentioned Marine Five trips. For the sake of those listeners who don't know the term, the Marine Five, much as we have the Big Five with the rhino, the leopard, the elephant, etc. on land, what are the Big Five in the sea?
In summary, it's our whales, dolphins, sharks, seals, and our endangered African penguin. What people don't realize, of course, it's southern right whale season right now. So, in fact, this is a beautiful time to visit September, October, to view the whales. There's mating, there's young calves. So this is a really spectacular time. But we also see the migrating humpback whales coming past. So you can see incredible breaching displays of humpbacks. We can visit just off Dyer Island. We often see the Burrdus whales. We actually have three species here that you can see at any time, generally. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the southern lights have a season. But then you also have dolphins moving through here, the endangered humpback dolphin. That's absolutely spectacular, so exciting. We have common bottlenose move through the area. Then, of course, your sharks, your great white. And if we're lucky, we'll also see bronze whaler shark. So seals, we have 60,000 cases of seals on Giza Rock opposite Dyer Island. And then, of course, the endangered African penguin on Dyer Island. And the seabirds around that area are just spectacular. It has Dyer Island has about 60% of the Cape Cormorant colony as well. Okay. So it's really, really special, that population. So you can sometimes watch thousands of cormorants flying by and occasionally bump into a bait ball. So it really is. I mean, this is where National Geographic and Discovery come to film.
Yeah. You know,
so this is Shark Alley right here, just off the doorstep here. So it's really spectacular place, and it would be really great if more and more South Africans explore this marine world and also see how it gives back. It's really important, that whole connection, the tourism and conservation model. You see it in the land-based as well, how important tourism has become to conservation. And it's the same applies here in the marine world. It's really, really critical.
Brenda, a couple of listener questions around practicalities. Mm. One asking, do you need to have any kind of scuba training to do a shark cage dive? You don't, do you?
No, absolutely not. It's really just a breath hold. So we've even accommodate people in wheelchairs. We accommodate children. So we really are very family friendly in that. It's just a breath hold. The cage is always attached to the boat, and you are basically just popping down to see the shark underwater. It's really quite simple.
You mentioned children. Is there a lower age limit, Brenda? From what age would you say this is a suitable outing?
So we actually, we've had children as young as 4 and 5, but they would have to go in with their parents. We do have special children's wetsuits. And they would obviously have to sign a special indemnity. And again, as long as the child is comfortable in water and on sea, you don't want to scare a child in any way, but we do accommodate children as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Another question from somebody wondering, the person sending this says, I am still in strict lockdown and can't come out myself, but I would love to gift this experience to my child. Is it possible to buy a gift voucher for somebody else to come and have a trip with you?
Yes, absolutely. You can do that. If you go onto our website, marinedynamics.co.za, you can go through our booking portal or pop an email through to sharks@marinedynamicstravel.com for assistance. So we will help you with that. And that's a really, really special gift.
It really is. I always think an experience is so much lovelier than an actual physical gift. It's something that the memory will last far longer than the item
for
might.
Sure.
You mentioned a 40% discount at the moment. That's for the month of September. For all of your trips or for a particular one, Brenda?
So we've got a 40% discount on the shark cage diving and on our whale watching. So that's for the foreseeable future for South Africans.
Can you give us a rough idea of the pricing then, Brenda, for an adult to go on a shark cage dive at that 40% off? What's the rough figure?
$1,500. And then children under 12 or $850 per person. For whale watching, it's $800 for an adult, and children under 12 is $550. We also, under 5s are free. So that's also quite a bonus.
Final question before we must let you go. Mm-hmm. Are the sharks there, Brenda? A few people saying they're aware of the fact that there was a time when there is great whites in particular were keeping themselves scarce, thanks, we think, to some orcas that were hunting in the area. What's the shark population and sighting sort of rate standing at these days?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that question, because I would like to elaborate on our white shark population anyway. We assume there's under 1,000 individuals in our population. It's a transient population. It's constantly moving. Mm-hmm. They will flee a predator presence. So that has happened. So we haven't seen our friends port and starboard, the orca, lately. And obviously, we haven't been on sea as much as possible. Our whale trips are out there now. But it's really hard to confirm exactly what you will see. But the white sharks do come in and out the area. They stay for a certain period of time and they move on anyway. So they might come and stay. We might see them for a few weeks and then they tend to move on. So we jolly well hope we've got good white sharks. It just varies. Every trip is different. And you can wait sometimes like 5 minutes and white sharks will appear, or you could wait an hour. And it really does depend. We spend about 3 hours on sea. Mm-hmm. So it really is a wildlife experience. It's kind of like some people have never seen that leopard, but it's like any wildlife experience. It is really, we are dealing with wildlife, So
They don't sing on demand, Bryn.
No, but the white sharks have been moving up and down the coastline. There's been some nice sightings further up in the area. We had fantastic, even there's been a lot of, a bit of confusing reporting in the press with regards to the orcas. So when False Bay didn't have, Hunt's Bay had lots of white sharks. We were seeing a lot of white sharks and having really successful trips. So there's a bit of confusion around that. So really it is just a matter of checking in with our reservationist. The reservationist who will advise you as to our sightings, how it's going, and you know whether it's how it's looking. But the bronze whalers are also an incredible species to observe as well, very active around the boat. So there's actually two species you would probably see.
Well, let me finish with a wonderful message that's just come in from Lee from Woodstock, saying, I have to say, shark cage diving with Marine Dynamics has to be one of the best days and memories I have. I was always dubious about doing this because I'm a weekend boogie boarder, but after being briefed by the marine biologist on board that was always there to answer any questions, absolutely fantastic experiences, Lee. Thanks for that feedback, Lee. And Brenda, I'm sure that's music to your ears. I hope there'll be many more Lees out there on the back of this interview.
Yeah, absolutely. It provides an incredible educational platform, and we've actually worked with many students from many universities across the globe and in South Africa that actually have done studies on how education is beneficial to the white shark conservation. So really, really important. That's an important part of what we do. You know, we're in the entertainment, but we're in the education business as well. So really important to spread the word about white sharks, penguins, and all the species we're trying to save here.
Brenda, thanks so much to you and your team for the incredible work that you're doing on behalf of those species. Brenda Walters speaking there about both Marine Dynamics, the tourism operator, and the Dyer Island Conservation Trust, which is supported by the tourism activities. There are special rates on at the moment for South African visitors, so take advantage. When did you last hear of 1,500 Rand for a shark cage dive? That's an absolute steal. If you would like to read up more about them, their website is marinedynamics.org, and you can also go through any time to visit the rehabilitation sanctuary for the penguins and other injured and sick seabirds. So if you're looking for something to keep you occupied, keep you entertained, get you a change of scenery, how about a trip out to Hunt's Bay?